The peril of protocol tinkering. Saylor's stark warning for Bitcoin, you know what's really interesting. Michael Saylor, co-founder of MicroStrategy and a Bitcoin big shot, has this huge warning. The biggest threat to Bitcoin isn't market crashes or regulations. It's people trying to change the code itself.
That's wild, right? He's saying if we mess with Bitcoin's core rules, like how it handles money, security, or decentralization, it could tank the whole thing.
Exactly. He's like, Bitcoin's power is in its immutability. If we start altering the rules, we're basically asking for trouble.
This isn't just theory. Saylor's arguing that even well-meaning changes could introduce risks, like breaking the network or making it less trustworthy.
Stability over speed. The core Bitcoin philosophy, he's not just being dramatic. Bitcoin's value is built on predictability. If you change the rules, you're risking the trust that makes it a digital gold asset.
Right. Think of it like a constitution. You don't mess with it unless you absolutely have to. And even then, it has to be a consensus-driven process.
Yeah, and that's a big difference from other blockchains. Bitcoin's rules are hard-coded, which is why it's so secure. No one can just flip a switch and say, okay, now we're doing this.
That's why Saylor's warning is so urgent. He's saying that any deviation from those core principles could turn Bitcoin into something else entirely.
Who are the opportunists? Now, he doesn't name names, but he's talking about a group of people with self-interest in changing Bitcoin's protocol.
So the opportunists are basically people who want to tweak the code for their own gain, whether it's financial, political, or even just to make it work better for their business.
He breaks it down into three types. First, there are developers with conflicting visions. Like someone has split Bitcoin into a new version, like Bitcoin Cash.
That's exactly what happened in 2017. The block size war led to a fork, and now we have two separate chains. Saylor's worried that kind of fragmentation could dilute Bitcoin's value.
Second, there are commercial entities pushing for changes to optimize Bitcoin for specific use cases. Maybe they want it to handle more transactions faster or integrate with traditional finance.
But here's the catch. Those changes could compromise decentralization or security. Like if you tweak the mining algorithm, you might end up with centralized control.
Third, there are groups wanting to alter Bitcoin's monetary policy, like adjusting block rewards or introducing new governance mechanisms.
That's a big red flag. Because Bitcoin's value is tied to its fixed, predictable issuance schedule. If you start making it flexible, you're basically turning it into a tool for centralized control.
Innovation at the layers, not the core, but here's the thing. Saylor isn't saying Bitcoin should never evolve. He's just saying the right way to innovate is above the protocol.
Yeah, he's all about layer 2 solutions like the Lightning Network or sidechains. Those let developers build new features without touching the core code.
Exactly. The Lightning Network enables fast, low-cost transactions, and sidechains let people experiment with new ideas without risking the main chain.
That's smart. It's like building a house on a solid foundation. You can add all sorts of rooms and features, but the foundation has to stay strong.
A defense of digital sound money at the end of the day, Saylor's warning is about protecting Bitcoin's original promise, to be a decentralized, censorship-resistant store of value.
In a world where fiat money is controlled by governments, Bitcoin offers an alternative rooted in math and code. Its value isn't tied to any single entity.
That's why he's so worried about protocol changes. Even small tweaks could introduce vulnerabilities or erode the trust that makes Bitcoin a reliable hedge against inflation.
And for investors, this isn't just a technical debate. It's about safeguarding the future of a potentially revolutionary asset.
Critical takeaways and implications. So, what's the takeaway? Saylor's warning highlights a key tension: innovation versus preservation.
While Layer 2 solutions let the ecosystem grow, the risk of protocol changes remains a huge threat to Bitcoin's stability and value.
The main points are: protocol stability is a priority, and opportunism poses a real danger.
And that's why vigilance is crucial. Because if we let the wrong changes happen, we might be turning Bitcoin into something it was never meant to be.